made by Legislator Maloney, second by Legislator Litz, to move the minutes as written. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. What I'm going to do here tonight is first, I'm going to take Resolution 421 and 422, and I decided tonight that we're not going to take any action on these resolutions because tomorrow night at 6 o'clock there is a the Ulster County Trail and Rail Advisory Committee meeting. I feel like there'll be a lot more input at that meeting, a lot more information to come out of that meeting, and this committee will take up those two resolutions tonight, a session on November 14th as a committee just prior to the legislative session. Okay, anybody have any questions or?
No, my only concern is I agree with your suggestion, but there's going to be a lot of people there tomorrow night, a lot of conversation. I wonder if we could just take a few minutes and talk about it, not make any decisions. I don't know if that's, but just because I think it's going to be very hard to squeeze a real conversation in.
Well, it's another meeting then. You should call another meeting.
We're going to have
but it's right before session.
Well, we could space the time that it's not like 10 minutes before. We can make it a half hour before maybe or whatever, so there's plenty of time.
Okay.
And Jim, at your meeting tomorrow night, there will be questions and answers?
Absolutely. There's going to be a full
full agenda of
scope presentation. Absolutely.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Anybody else have any questions?
Will there be a vote November 14th on this?
Yes, in committee. And if it makes it out of committee to get to the floor, then there'll be a vote on the floor. Okay? Yeah. Everybody's invited. The legislators are all invited. The public is invited, correct? Okay, moving on. Resolution number 408, approving the execution of the contract in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Energy Manager and Technology Department of Public Works. Anybody want to discuss anything?
First of all, I'm assuming we went out and you did some RFPs on this, or how's this working? What exactly?
There's a vendor agreement for services and energy management technology.
There was a low bidder. And can you just give me
our RFP, and that's reflected in the specification of the RFP.
I mean, just give me a quick rundown of the work that they're going to do. I know we've got a bunch of stuff here.
Look at Schedule A, Scope of Services.
Yeah.
It says it's about page 14, but it's a bunch of stuff in the package.
Right.
So, the vendor shall provide the following services. Premium level service for the Metsys building management statement at the Ulster County Office Building.
That's here.
Yes. Yeah. Available service my temperature control equipment at the Western County Office Building this year. Premium level service for the automatic temperature control equipment system at the Golden Hill Office Building, formerly the Golden Hill Building. Basic level service for the Metsys building management system at the Western County Information Services Agreement. And then basic level service for the Metsys building management system at the Ulster County DPW Administration Building, 217 Shamrock.
Okay.
So they're very good volumes for what they're doing in each of these situations.
Manager, you have a question?
Yeah. My question is, you know, going to relate to the idea of a checklist about how this complies with our existing sustainability policies. And I wonder, you know, without a checklist, I mean, they have a very impressive name, but I'm just wondering what their... Is this an extension of existing or...
Yeah, the message system, the passing system has been with the county for some time now, going to other places. And so this is producing more of that.
So, like, sometimes I notice that there are things that don't seem energy efficient to me. You know, I'm not an engineer and I don't understand the whole building system. But I just want to be sure that in performing this service, they're looking for opportunities to balance the system so that it's as energy efficient as possible.
Peter, I believe you had one.
I have a question. This is what shot in my memory. Why do we have overtime in this agreement? We don't even know if there's going to be overtime.
I'd probably have to get back to you on that. I think it might have to do with after hours, but I don't know.
But why would we, if we're doing the bid, why are we going to even be paying for overtime? That we may not even have.
Is it a building that's open at 5 o'clock? You might have to have an employee there with them.
Well, that's not what this is for. This is $168 an hour. So it still would be part of this contract. Mm-hmm. Let's just... What?
Get back to us.
Okay. Because that's in the next one, too.
Yeah, no, I can have to take
a vote. I mean, I would assume that when they did the bid, they look at the work, they come back, and they say, this is how much time it's going to take. And if it, and guess what? If it takes over that, why am I paying for the overtime?
What page are you looking at for that?
19. I'm looking at 2 on the first, what is it?
Schedule B.
It says repair labor Monday, Friday, regular time $112 an hour, repair labor overtime $158 an hour.
Well,
yeah, I think this is stating the rate. Okay. That's fine. I just wanted to, and that also goes, I believe, with the next one. And we got to see HVAC for heating and ventilation.
Oh,
yeah. So these are maintenance services. A lot of them are in the basic level service are maintenance, which I'm assuming means call out. But I'll get an explanation.
That's right.
Any other questions? If not, I'll entertain a motion to move it.
I'll move it.
Motion made by Legislator Warren. Seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 409, approving the execution of a contract amendment causing the aggregate amendment amount to be in excess of $50,000 entered into by the County Technical Building Services Incorporated Department of Public Works.
I'll move to discussion.
Motion made by Legislator Warren, seconded by Legislator Litch for discussion.
Before we get to that, where is it?
That's
the one you were looking at, the rate.
Yeah,
on page 2. Okay, same one, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Floyd Ocean number?
Room
409. Room 409.
Yep. Yeah, they got the 154. Okay. Yep. Say that, that's what you said. Now, Father,
this,
I know you just took this edition here only a month or so ago. Is this something new? Because I don't remember, you know, ever seen, unless I've overlooked it, with the overtime rate in these contracts like
this. Some of these maintenance agreements are calling out people at odd hours and things.
And odd hours.
And they have to stay with us until
it's fixed.
Right. So I think it's in the event that
that's the rate.
In the event that they needed it.
So when did the farmer get called out on overtime for trade-down?
But isn't that scheduled? This is all going to be scheduled.
A lot of it is just scheduled, Peter, but I think you also have to cover the eventuality that something breaks down.
The emergency accident.
It has to be work, that there's something wrong with the system that needs to be addressed. So we get called out all the time.
I understand.
Okay. So, but I'm taking a stab at it. I don't know. I'm certainly not the expert on this, but I will get an answer.
Yeah, okay.
You know, get a an email with an explanation.
That'll be fine. Not a problem. Thank you. Any other discussion or questions on this resolution?
Mm-hmm.
If not, entertain a motion to move it.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. Resolution number 428. Authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the City of New York City Department of Environmental Protection to allow DPW to continue winter maintenance around the Shelcan Reservoir through September 30th, 2021 in exchange for a reimbursement of costs by New York City Department of Protection. This is $1.5 million in revenue for the county to maintain. Motion made by who? Motion made by Peter Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 429, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal shared service agreement with the Town of Gardner for maintenance of county roads, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges. This has been an ongoing agreement for motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 430, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an intermunicipal agreement with the Village of New Paltz for the general maintenance of the sidewalk on overlook adjacent to the Carmine Liberta Bridge, Department of Public Works, Highway and Bridges.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried. and there is no financial impact for this resolution. Resolution number 431, establishing capital project number 512, probation building construction to accommodate the Ulster County Justice and Community Empowerment Center, amending the 2017 capital fund budget, public works, buildings and grounds. Peter, you have questions on this one also?
Yeah, can you tell me a little bit about that?
Well, it's a project in planning stages right now, and it's the restorative of justice in the empowerment center.
And I'll
tell you what little I understand is that it's intended to serve the
juvenile group that no longer will be treated as a process, and they need to be separate from the general.
For the services that they're going to need, and we don't have such a place.
Well, why would this come before us? $10,000 in equipment and capital outlays, the rest is professional services.
Didn't we do the
building construction?
Yeah, but it's a capital program.
It's got to
be a bond.
But let's go through professional services that would go before a different committee.
It's part of the $1.6 million for the capital. I mean, what they're doing is they're taking the first $420,000 to get the design and everything going, and then later on they'll come back for the other...
And it is going to go before law...
$1.2 million.
It's going before law enforcement and public safety, and it's going before the Ways and Means. It's just coming here first.
All right. I'm just trying to figure out... The vast majority of the money is being spent on something else than the school for that. More appropriate.
Once again, this is something for the people here to sustain it down with this change, and the county is forced to, accommodate the space for it.
You will be back for the other 1.2 million.
What's that, Herb?
I say they'll be back for the remaining 1.2 million.
Oh, yeah. Motion made by Legislator Maloney, seconded by Legislator Warren. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Resolution number 433, authorizing the County of Ulster to dedicate County Bridge number 127, the bridge that spans the Walkill River on Bruin Turnpike, located in the town of Chisholm, New York, in memory of Stuart Correll.
So moved.
Motion made by Legislator Litch, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries.
Just got one quick question, if that's okay.
Sure.
Financial impact, I know it's not much. Couldn't they have given us some sort of for the signage? It should be done. Where it should be determined.
Resolution number 434, authorizing the chairman of the Ulster County Legislature to execute an amendment to a license agreement with the Ulster County Agricultural Society Incorporated, granting it the use of the Ulster County Fairgrounds for additional term of 1 year, Department of Public Works, Buildings and Grounds.
Motion. Second. Motion. This has been done forever.
Yep. We always do year by year?
We do year by year?
Year by year.
No.
I think at one point in time we did it for 4 or 5 years in a row. This isn't the case.
I remember that.
Yeah. Motion made by Legislator Lawrence, seconded by Legislator Litz. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carried.
What's your dad, Mr. Financial, should be determined.
If you told me that, it's just...
the same as it was for the past 3 years, just the same annual for the one exit.
That concludes our resolutions. Anybody have any old business that they would like to bring up and discuss? Anybody have any new business they would like to bring up and discuss?
Well, I just want to keep the idea of developing a sustainability checklist on the table.
Okay.
I know that we're not in a position to discuss it tonight, but I think, you know, to bring the materials that Jane Lawrence prepared and just at least speak about it amongst ourselves, and then when, you know, we make some progress and when the executive branch thinks it's appropriate to send Amanda or whatever other representatives, but Tom comes to our meetings regularly, Brian does as well, and I don't want to just let it drop. I think it's an important part of what we do, and I'm going to be asking you, I'm going to have that checklist. It might be easier if you have some input into the development.
If there's nothing else, I'll entertain a motion to adjourn. Motion made by Legislator Litt, seconded by Legislator Maloney. All in favor?
Aye.
This meeting is adjourned. Thank you so much.